to shine through my window. Remind me why I care at all. 'Cause tonight I do not know. But this town will swallow you whole. Please take me home. Please take me home. These nights don't seem as long as they used to.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate them! I hate them!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show.
Silver moon. I see myself on CCTV.
Your house. Do not. You're not God anymore. Whoa. You're not God any longer. Whoa. You're not God anymore. Whoa. I am. Whoa. You're not God anymore. Whoa. You're not God any longer. Whoa. You're not God anymore.
To CITR 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. My name is still Osvaldo Perez. We started a show with a band from the Netherlands, Astral Sun, with the song Silver Moon. Then we'll listen to a classic band, Hawkwinds, with Master of the Universe, Space Ritual. And then we'll listen from Serbia, Disciplina Kishme, with the song Do Not, from the album I Think I See Myself on CCTV. And also from here from Vancouver, we're listening there to Lucid Afterlife. Listen to the song I Am. This is Lilith. Lucid Afterlife, they have a brand new CD called I Am, and they're gonna be having a really cool concert on October 30th at Astorino's. They're on 1739 Venables at Commercial Drive. Really cool Halloween funk party, costume party, with four bands: The Maneuver, Caracas, Lucid Afterlife, and Disco Funeral. We're gonna play some songs from these bands later on the show. Gonna have an interview, and we're giving away tickets for the Vancouver International Film Festival. So we're gonna interview one of the directors that are here in town for that. Yeah, so have some new stuff to play, some old stuff, and I even brought a cassette tape. So let's play a cassette tape, and we'll be right back here with the interview. You're listening to CITR.
Thank you. Song. When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer. And now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know our body. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
The Vancouver International Film Festival will once again welcome some of the world's finest films to one of the most beautiful cities on the planet. From September 24th to October 9th, the 34th annual VIFF will present over 300 films from 70 countries to 9 Vancouver screens. Visit the Vancouver International Film Festival online at viff.org.
Everything changed. Everything changed. I knew this day.
Tell my love to wreck it all. Thank you.
listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We just got that CD here, Chick Gamin, Light a Match, with the song All Night from Montreal. Pretty cool band. I recommend it. We also listened to DeLorean from Spain with the song You Know It's Right. And what else? We listened there to Beardy with Skinny Love. That's from a soundtrack from a film, Summer of Sangali. We also listened to the Inspiral Carpets, an old band from the UK, with Inside My Head and The Sun Don't Shine. And actually that film, Summer of Sangali, it's screening at the Vancouver International Film Festival, which is happening right now across the city of Vancouver. And speaking about the festival, we have one of the directors on the phone, Andrés Clarion Rangel, director of the film Hilda. Hey, Andrés, how are you?
Fine, how are you, Osvaldo?
Fine, thank you. Well, welcome to Vancouver. We saw your film. I don't know, it starts like a normal kind of film, the big story depicting the classic situations in Mexico, the little bit of elitism and stuff. And then it starts going into a surreal mishmash there, and with really funny but sad situations there, no? Like, how did you get to write this screenplay?
Well, it's based on a French play that I saw while I was studying film in New York. And when I saw the play, I really liked it because It talked about topics that are very present in Mexico and throughout Latin America, like classism, racism, things that we haven't... that we as societies are still dealing with, and also from a very interesting, with a very interesting tone of dark humor that I really like. So I got the rights of the play, and I started writing the screenplay. The play was written by a very well-known French playwright and writer.
Okay, so basically the play was taking place in France, and then you adapted to the Mexican society?
Yes, it takes place in France, and I had to add many things. That's why the credit is inspired by and not based by, because I had to add many, many things.
Yeah, I guess many, many cultural aspects of Mexican society are different than the French one, no? I suppose.
Yes, but the main story, the main story is the same, that it's about a rich woman who becomes obsessed with her maid and kidnaps her.
Yeah, and it also has like a nice undertones and a really cool social justice, I guess, denouncing some of the things that happen in Mexico, no?
Yes, it deals with aspects of, especially it's a portrait of our high classes that are social classes that... they don't follow always the rules and the laws, and they get away with murder because they have connections and they know politicians, and so it's also like talking about that the Mexican high class and the struggle between the social classes of Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Another aspect that you touch there in the film is the Octubre. Second of October, which many people maybe don't know here in Canada, but the government killed a bunch of students that were protesting in Tlatelolco, no? So just before the Olympics in 1968, and your film touches a little bit on that as well, no?
Yes, it was an excuse to say that this rich woman, when she was younger, she was a leftist. She had some ideals and professional interests that she left to marry a millionaire and to become part of the high class.
Uh-huh.
So now, when the movie starts, she's in her 60s and she enters a crisis when she compares what she wanted to be and her ideals to what she became.
Mm-hmm.
So she tried to recover that past, that leftist past, and she becomes kind of what is known as a bohemian bourgeois, people that like have a left ideology but like to live the comfortable life.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, maybe that's why one of the things that make her go insane, no, at the end, that's that crisis inside her head.
Yeah, she has so many incongruities, and it's a very complex character.
Yeah, and actually, that's another thing that I really like about your film is the development of the characters. They are very complex, but at the same time, very human, no? Like a lot of human emotions there. So that's really, really cool from your film as well.
Thank you. Yes, I tried not to fall into the traps of the soap operas and the kinds of films that talk about rich people that usually portray them as really bad, and the poor people is always very nice and very good people. So I try to not to fall into that.
Yeah, so we're not going to tell a lot about the film. We're not going to give it away, the story, but it ends in a very surreal theme. Kind of remind me of The Party. You know, I don't know if you see that film with Peter Sellers.
Which one?
The Party is called. Like, they end up in a big party with...
I haven't seen that.
Very strange situations here. So the film is tomorrow. It's the last screening at 6:30 at the Rio Theater. They're in Commercial on Broadway at 6:30 p.m. So don't miss it. It's a really, really cool film. And how was the reaction of the other screenings here in Vancouver?
I couldn't be here for the first one. That was on the 27th or 28th of September. But someone told me that people really applauded and really liked the film. I was there yesterday for the second screening, and people were very excited. They asked me a lot of questions. The cinema was almost full, and I got applauses. Yes, I was very happy. And also, the film is now in theaters in Mexico. It had its theatrical release in September, and it's still in some theaters. And I got very, very good reviews in Mexico. The main actress won the Best Actress Award in the Morelia Film Festival, which is the most important Mexican film festival.
Okay, which actress was that?
The Madame.
Okay, that's Veronica Langer, is it?
Veronica Langer, yes.
Okay, cool. So are you going to any other festival soon, or what's the plans now?
Yes, it's actually right now it's going to important festivals. It was just in Rio de Janeiro, in Haifa, Israel, in El Cairo, and it's going to keep going to more festivals, I hope. But this is, for me, Vancouver was one of the most important festivals that I wanted to go. That's why I flew here, and it's my first time in Vancouver, which is a beautiful city.
Okay, awesome. Is this your first film, too?
It's my first film, yes. Feature.
Okay, really cool. Okay, well, that's Andrés Clarion Rangel. Don't miss his film, Hilda, tomorrow, October 7th at 6:30 p.m. Actually, I have a pass that I can share with the first person that give us a call here, so we can go together to watch the film. 604-822-2487, the telephone number here on CITR. Actually, I think there's somebody there already. Yeah, okay.
I'm glad.
So Tisok is going to be coming with us for that film. Tomorrow, again, at Rio Theater, then in Commercial Drive and Broadway at 6:30. So I will see you tomorrow, and then we can have a drink or something to talk more about the film.
I would love to, Osvaldo. No. Thanks for the interview.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's a really, really interesting film. I recommend it. Hilda from Mexico. So let's play a song from another film that was there in the Vancouver International Film Festival that I really like. From Scotland, Stealing All My Dreams is the name. And then we'll play a couple of songs from the Super Party from October 30th at Astorino's, also on Commercial Drive, 1739. That's going to be happening October 30th, Friday, a costume party there. And then we'll play a couple of songs dedicated to Harper before we go.
Your pipeline will spill its disease. Dreaming without sleeping, it's morning, are you leaving? But a story, it has only begun, and are you willing to end? You promised me a feeling, something to believe.
International Film Festival will once again welcome some of the world's finest films to one of the most beautiful cities on the planet. From September 24th to October 9th, the 34th annual VIFF will present over 300 films from 70 countries to 9 Vancouver screens. Visit the Vancouver International Film Festival online at viff.org.
Everything changed. Everything changed. I knew this day.
Hidden City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandle, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at HR McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
So, yeah, let's listen to some of the bands that are playing on October 30th there. This one is from, they're all from Vancouver, actually.
I had a friend one time, at least I thought I did, a fella by the name of Ruben Lacy, hell of a guitar player. One time, me and Lisa on our way down to Louisiana. We was going to the swamp, the bayou, just to pass the time. Sure enough, we lost our lives. We was on the water, floating down all lazy like. Lisa says he's heard something coming from up ahead. Well, ain't long before that, the sound getting louder and deeper. We round the corner, and it's like we was thrust into the belly of the beast. Swamp creatures everywhere we look, everything caught in a drunken sway. Torches, boy, blazing bright, and that's when I sees him. 10 feet high, if he was a foot, biggest bullfrog I seen in all my life. The kingpin, wearing all easy, menacing grimace like he was looking at us and chuckles. His tawny eyes bulging, and then he says, well, the rest is fuzzy.
arrechera, chamo. Con arrechera, chamo. We'll be right back.
and you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show, CITR. And that's Caracas, the band, another Vancouver Latin band, with a couple of songs there, Bring Down the Playtime and Dale a tu Bongo. Pretty cool band, Caracas. They're going to be performing on October 30th. They're at the hall on 1739 Venables at Commercial Drive. I will also listen to Disco Funeral, also performing that day. Another Vancouver band. It's going to be a costume party. Pretty cool, with altars for the dead. So it's like a Day of the Dead celebrations there. And what else we have here? We're gonna dedicate a couple of songs for Mr. Harper. The elections are coming, so be sure to register and vote on October 19. So local band, well, kind of local, BC band from Kelowna, Yukon Blonde, team with A Rosetta from Newfoundland, from St. John's, and they put out this song.
What have we lost? Poison or crushed? What highest hopes were stolen from us? Holy rolling hills caught it to dust. What voices were stifled, silenced, scared, and carried off? You think we can hide? No, put your head in the sand. No, you think we can ride it? Well, some of us can't.
Do they think they can hide? pipeline will spill its disease. And you shut down all the research libraries. And you muzzled all the white coats in your laboratories. Then you set your sights on the CBC. You're stealing all my dreams. You're stealing all my dreams. Whatever happened to our democracy? Well, this train came into town, the Reform Party. Me conspiracy, the greatest threat to my security. 'Cause you'll throw me in jail 'cause I disagree, and I'm so scared of your oil industry. 'Cause I love the rivers and I love the streams, but I'm scared for the children and the baby. I love the forest and I love the trees. Have you forgotten that you work for me? You can stop by honoring the treaty. And you're stealing all my dreams. You're stealing all my calls and Senate shame. It's a crime if I dissent. Supreme Court held in your contempt. Native women not a priority. Sometimes I wonder just how you sleep. And you're stealing.
count. Make it count. Okay, here we go, folks. You're ready.
Who controls our parliament?
Harper Man, Harper Man.
Who squashes all dissent?
Harper Man, Harper Man.
The Duffy handout incident. No respect for environment.
Harper Man, it's time for you to go.
Who's the king of secrecy?
Harper Man, Harper Man.
Who has slashed the CDC?
Harper Man, Harper Man.
No money for PTSD. Accuses good Judge Beverly.
Harper Man.